Who was in town? If you know about influencers and the like, he's got like 40 million plus followers and stuff. I Show Speed out and about all throughout Fort Worth and North Texas yesterday.
Oh, is this where we're supposed to know
who
this person is?
He was live streaming and then people ran out to go see him. Yeah. Not Charo, but him.
Right. Right.
So I Show Speed.
Okay.
7'6".
Oh, no, 6'7".
That's what I meant. That's what I said.
Don't be mean,
bruh.
Chat.
Come on.
Bruh.
I Show Speed. Click like and subscribe.
Bruh.
If you're listening. I erroneously reported at some point last week. I don't know why I thought it was last weekend, but it's not. Mayor Maddie Parker informed our show that the iron skillet in the final battle for it is this weekend. And I don't know why for a minute I thought it was last weekend. But that is SMU, TCU, at least for the books and the schedules going forward. Last time they will be battling each other here in the Battle for the Metroplex. So that'll be 11 a.m. kickoff, Frogs territory, Amon G. Carter Stadium. Go Frogs.
Mayor Maddie called to tell you this.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, her office listens to the show. But one thing I am certain about, and I want to address what is now known as the rock pile controversy.
Okay.
This was posted on a Cleburne Facebook group by Steve.
Hey, Steve.
And Steve said this morning on the radio, the Yellow Jacket Stadium evidently has a new nickname, as they called it the Rock Pile instead of the Rock. What a shame, says Steve.
Yeah.
What a shame. To which Garvin over there in sales says, what radio? And it was, Steve said 92.1, the new nickname. I will still vote no on the new nickname. Garvin kept asking questions. I'm thinking, when did we do this?
I don't even recognize this at all.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we have controversy, I love that.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Look at us go.
No, it's known as The Rock, as far as I know. And it turns out it may have been one of the broadcast crew that was on the high school football front. So I'm not naming names on that, but we know it is The Rock there. And certainly, if there's any show that's going to know,
I did it
right
for The Rock.
It's going to be this show.
Mm-hmm.
The only other Rock I'm going to talk about is Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
Yeah.
And so,
I think we can put that to bed.
I mean, with my new job as sports director, do I need to write a memo?
I wanted to protect the sports director position, okay? This is me taking the ball. And not saying Kevin Lundquist is the one that said it.
We like big buckets.
Yes.
But everyone else in Texas, they're partial to moms. And Everman High School has the biggest of them all. It's two stories tall, decorated with everything gold, purple, and bulldogs. It is the brainchild of a career in technical education teacher, prominently featured on campus. And the team did win their homecoming game against Grapevine last Friday.
How big is this thing?
Two stories tall.
Mom. Mm-hmm. I know the Arlington Martin, I want to say, a couple of years ago, did the one that was like 3.5-4 stories tall or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now this one, 2 stories tall. These mums.
Yeah.
It is homecoming season. And that poor girl that's trapped under that thing, having to wear it. Jeez. They could
she
at least
do a podcast.
Pin it to the wall or something, you know? I mean, she's just under there. That's all right. Homecoming will be over soon. Congratulations to Billy and Pam Minnick. Long owners, runners of Billy Bob's Texas, of course, but certainly a long history in the rodeo world. And they will be honored at the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame's annual Wrangler Gold Buckle Gala coming up this December. So this will be part of the NFR stuff there in Las Vegas. And the Minnicks will be given the 2025 Legend of Pro Rodeo Award. So hats off.
That's amazing.
To Billy and Pam on that. They are great folks doing great things. Always have, certainly, for the world of rodeo and right here in North Texas. That's awesome, guys. That's a big buckle, too.
Speaking of which, if you want to build a new home, the idea very popular. North Texas leading the way in home building for the United States of America
once again.
Yes.
Yay.
You know, Princeton, the fastest growing city in the nation, cute little Princeton, or what used to be cute little Princeton. Studies bouncing around with the most properties popping up. You know, sometimes it'll say, it's Dallas, or say it's Houston. Well, either way, you may not be able to blame your new buddy from California for this. Mm. The most folks moving to North Texas are fellow Texans, mainly from the East.
Hello.
Go West, young man.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, we welcome all comers here on the show. It doesn't get much better than this. Well, happy number one.
Look at us.
That's helping traffic. Also moving their home. It was about 9 months ago. Tandy Leather, been around since 1919, and primarily down there on the southeast side of Fort Worth off 820. Well, they're moving. Tandy Leather Factory and their new flagship store, not moving too terribly far from here, down on 7th. Over there in Montgomery. So, yeah, that'll be opening up sometime next year. We also talked last week about Bowser, the Weatherford Library cat that had been there for, I want to say, about 13 years or so, 15. And Bowser had passed away. And they're going to have, later on today, they're at the White Settlement Public Library, 3:30 to 5:30, just some little light refreshments, little sharing stories, picture time of Bowser, the Library cat there at the White Settlement Public Library. That's tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Yeah, good little guy there. And then while you're traveling around Northwest Fort Worth, perhaps Marine Creek Parkway and Longhorn Road, you will find yourself one of the new roundabouts that are so popular.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but this one has, right in the middle of it, a sculpture. It is sculpted by Denton-based artist Alicia Eggert. And in the middle of this roundabout, spanning about 36 feet wide and 25 feet deep and going up almost two stories into the sky.
Oh, boy.
In a circular pattern is just the word now, N-O-W.
Now.
Yeah, and
not
it's called then. A very long now. And it's just one after these another. And it kind of looks like a deck of cards as it's starting to fall over, and it kind of cascades and it's wrapping around. Just in spiraling the middle of this roundabout.
Like a spiral staircase.
Yeah. And you can see it, Marine Creek Parkway there. And it is supposed to help you ponder existence and turn an ordinary drive into an unexpected pause for reflection.
That is not necessary.
Because one of the most perfect, opportune places to pause and reflect is in the middle of a stinking roundabout.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.